I want to especially welcome you, all of you Streamudos and our local churches everywhere, to our annual global Thanksgiving. This is a special day in the course of the year that the Lord leads us to set aside so that we can all come together and say thank you to the Lord for the amazing things that He's done for us throughout the course of the year and much more. We're going to be looking at that in a moment. My name is Pastor David Okoye, and I want to quickly, in a couple of minutes, guide you through seven things that will make our thanksgiving to the Lord incredibly acceptable to Him. Now, this is so dear to my heart, and the reason is because through the scriptures, we have seen references of how God is very specific with how things ought to be done as it relates to the kingdom of God. You see, Matthew chapter number 5, Jesus speaks to us about when we bring our offerings and gifts to the Lord. And Jesus says, if you bring your offering and gift to the Lord and there remember that there is a situation between you and a brother and sister, Jesus says, leave your gift right there and go and reconcile with your brother, then come back just for the reason for your offering to be acceptable to the Lord. And in Ecclesiastes chapter number 5 and verse number 1, the Bible talks to us about what is referred to as the sacrifice of fools. And that's something that every one of us seeking to please the Lord in a special way, even in a day like this as we give thanks, we have to avoid to give sacrifices of fools. Ephesians chapter number 5 and verse number 10 as well, the Bible tells us to prove the things that are acceptable unto the Lord. So it is remarkably important that we begin to recognize and understand how God wants His things to be done. So thanksgiving to the Lord has an acceptable form, an acceptable pattern. And that's what I want to share with you, seven things that will make your thanksgiving and my thanksgiving today to the Lord very much acceptable to Him. And I want you to work with me quickly. Number one, the Bible tells us that we are the children of faith. In Galatians chapter number 3 and verse number 26, if you want to open to that scripture, in Galatians chapter number 3 and verse number 26, the Bible says something very important. The Bible tells us that we are all the children of God by faith in Christ Jesus. That is amazing. It says we are all the children of God by faith in Christ Jesus. So the first important thing that we have to recognize as regards our thanksgiving to the Lord is that what gives us the right to even say thanks to Him, it's that we are His children. We are His children by faith in Christ Jesus. And that is remarkable. The second thing is in Hebrews chapter number 11 and verse number 6. In Hebrews chapter number 11 and verse number 6, the Bible tells us, it says that without faith, it is impossible to please God. For he that cometh to God must first believe that God is, and that he is a rewarder of them that diligently seek him. So there are two things the Bible communicates to us. Firstly, it refers us to the reason for which we have the right to say thank you, meaning it refers us to the fact that we are children of faith. We are the children of faith to the Lord. But secondly, it tells us that without that faith, we cannot please God. So as we become the children of God by faith, the next expectation is that we begin to learn how to please God. And our thanksgiving to the Lord ought to be pleasing to Him. It ought to be something that God is pleased with, is acceptable and pleasing to Him. And we have to recognize that firstly, we are the children of God. And secondly, we are called to please Him. So, and our pleasing is by the response of faith. The third thing the Bible talks to us about is about the actions of faith. The Bible talks in Hebrews chapter 11 about men of faith that walked out their faith in many ways. Remember, the Bible tells us that faith without works is dead. So faith has to be accompanied with works to be able to be complete. And it's called the actions of faith. Have you ever recognized that thanksgiving is an act of faith? Think about it for a moment. You are giving thanks to a God that you have never seen. And the reason is because you have faith. Because anyone that must come to Him must first believe that He is. If you don't believe that God exists, how would you be coming to Him to say thank you? And that is something you have to recognize in your heart. You are saying thank you to God today because you believe that He is. And that means that you must say thank you with a recognition that it has to be acceptable to Him. You know, God is not an invariable number. God is not a wing. God is not something that we can, that is not tangible. He is tangible. He is God. And we believe that He is. So when we are coming in Thanksgiving in a day like this, it's an act of faith because we believe that He is. And we recognize that everything that has come through our lives throughout the course of the year, it's by His grace and mercies. And that's why we come together to say thank you to Him. Number four is in Exodus chapter number 23 and from verse 14. Exodus chapter number 23 from verse 14. The Bible tells us that there are three things, three times that a feast was instructed for the children of Israel to keep. And I want you to follow this carefully. God tells the children of Israel that three times in a year they have to observe a feast to Him. I just want to read from verse number 14 all the way into verse number 16. I want you to read with me if you have your Bible. Exodus chapter number 23, and I'm reading from verse number 14. Three times thou shalt keep a feast unto me in the year. Thou shalt keep the feast of unleavened bread. That's the first feast, the feast of unleavened bread. Thou shalt eat unleavened bread 7 days, as I've commanded thee in the time appointed of the month Abib. For in it thou camest out from Egypt, and none shall appear before me empty. Verse number 16. The second feast, the Bible calls it, and the feast of harvest. The first fruit of thy labors, which thou hast sown in the field. Then the third feast, the Bible calls it, the feast of ingathering, which is in the end of the year, when thou had gathered in thy labors out of the field. And this is remarkable. God instructs that three feasts must be observed by the children of Israel unto Him. And the first, He calls it the feast of unleavened bread. The second is the feast of harvest. And the third is the feast of ingathering. I want you to observe that the feast of ingathering, God specifically says that that feast has to be held at the end of the year. Because it's a feast that comes to the Lord, is observed toward the Lord, as a response to all that has happened through the year in our labors with Him. And that is more like our time at the end of the year saying, Lord, thank you for all that you have done for me. In fact, that is primarily the spiritual basis on which our annual thanksgivings are planted. And you observe that a lot of God's people around the world equally observe that at the end of the year, they look through everything that's happened and they come to say thank you to the Lord. But it's not just about being spiritual, because you will recognize as well that even human organizational structures do that. At the end of the year, they take a stock of how much they progressed in their business or the dealings that they had to do. And they look at how much came in and the profit if they made progress and they can readjust for the next year. And God is such a master planner. And that's why He gave us that instruction to come together at the end of the year to say thank you to Him in acknowledgement of the things that He has done for us. So the Thanksgiving that we're carrying out today is not just set out by man. This is an observatory feast that God instructed. And we are simply walking in obedience to keep that feast unto the Lord. It's called the Feast of Ingathering. We call it Thanksgiving. And it's number five. The Bible tells us that it is a feast that was instructed by the Lord. And you see, a feast is not just an event. It's a celebration. Is a celebration that God instructed the children of Israel to observe. So our Thanksgiving is a celebration unto the Lord. And think about that for a moment. No man celebrates over a loss in his life. No man celebrates over regrets he has. No man celebrates over the pains of his life. Every man rather celebrates on the gains that he has made. And for us that are God's people, we celebrate over God's faithfulness in our lives, the victories that we achieved working with the Lord, the gains that we have in Christ Jesus. So our Thanksgiving is premised on all the beautiful, wonderful things, God's faithfulness, the victories, the gains that we have in Christ Jesus. And that's why you got to take a stock of the beautiful, gracious things that God has done for you in the course of the year. One of the first and quickest one you can recognize is that God gave you life and health. And that's why we come together as well to say, Lord, thank you. And we celebrate it. You need to come with a heart of celebration. Don't come with a heavy heart. Hear me very well. Whenever you come to say thank you to the Lord, recognize that God sees your heart. He doesn't just look at what you give Him. He looks at the heart with which you came to Him. And that's so vital, remember. Is a thanksgiving. So there is a giving in the saying of thanks. And the Bible said that God loves a cheerful giver. How does God know you're cheerful when you give? Not just by your smile. He sees the heart. So we must come today with a dancing shoe, with a heart of celebration, a grateful heart to the Lord. Because it's a feast, it's a celebration. But this is important. Now, because we are children of faith, that means that our level of celebration to the Lord in thanksgiving has to be operated in a dimension of faith. What does that mean? I just don't have to say thank you to the Lord because of the things I've seen. I have to say thank you to the Lord because of the unseen. Many things in my life that I have not seen. It might be in the future or in the moment. But those things that are not yet visible, I come to the Lord in faith. And I dance over the victories ahead of my life. I dance over the gains in Christ I have over my life in celebration to the Lord. And that is so important. So we come to the Lord in celebration today. And you got to begin to restructure your heart. If you came with a heavy heart, you had things burdening you. Because sometimes the devil just wants you to be in that situation. He doesn't want you to experience the joy of the Lord. He doesn't want you to be cheerful. He doesn't want you to have peace in your life. You've got to rebuttal and say, no, I have the peace of God that rules in my heart. And I'm coming today to say thank you to the Lord with a grateful heart. A heart that is full of joy. And you do that in celebration to the Lord today. Hear me, it will make your giving to the Lord and thanks to Him acceptable. So don't take that for granted. Let your heart be geared toward the Lord, and that'll be very remarkable. Number six, there are three reasons why we participate in Thanksgiving. I want to share that with you because that would help you position your heart in whatever of the three reasons that you find in relationship to your life. The first reason is that we say thank you to the Lord because of the things He's done for us. And that is the part that every one of us quickly can identify with, you see. So you can look and say, well, the Lord blessed me with a new child this year. I got married this year. Or I believe the Lord for a baby and I got a baby this year. I got a new job this year. I bought a house. I bought a car. You know, you have tangible things, physical things that your mind can look back and say, yes, God did it. Now, that is one reason to say thank you to the Lord. And nothing is wrong with that. We can always say thank you to the Lord because of those things. But there is something important about that. The Bible says, you know, in Philippians chapter number 3 and verse 13, Paul talking, he said, I leave the things which are behind. Okay? And as we say thank you to the Lord, we have to maintain a heart of gratitude for the things He's done for us. But we have to be able to begin to say thank you for the things that are ahead. Not just the things in the past. You see, we can't keep looking behind and stay there. We have to be able to say, Lord, my faith moves forward. I'm pressing toward greater things in thanks. So you can begin to thank the Lord about the job that you haven't gotten yet. You can begin to thank the Lord about the home that you have not started building yet. It's you saying, Lord, my faith is pressing in thanks for greater things. And that's so remarkable. But one of the reasons we say thank you to the Lord, out of the three reasons, the first one is that we say thank you to the Lord for the things He has done. The second reason is that we say thank you to the Lord because of the things that are happening in our lives presently. Now, this is where our journey of faith in Thanksgiving begins. And I want to tell you something. Many of the things happening in your life right now might be things that you really don't know why they're happening. They might not really look like God is involved in them. But recognize that God is always ahead. He is never late. The Bible tells us that we know that all things work together for good to them that love the Lord and are in purpose. You got to ask yourself, do I love the Lord? And I believe you love the Lord to want to say thank you to Him. You don't say thank you to someone you really, really don't have an affection towards. And you're in purpose. That's why you're sitting right where you are right now in the house of God. So that makes you qualified that all things happening in your life right now are working in plan. They might not be working in your mental plan, meaning that you might not have the whole visibility. You might not have the whole clarity of why they're happening and where they're headed to. But you've got to trust the Lord. Trust His process in your life. Live a sincere and honest life toward Him and trust Him. And He brings all His promises to pass in your life. But you got to begin to thank Him about the things happening in your life right now. Because you're a child of faith, begin to thank Him even though they might not seem right. even though they might not feel like what you want right now, even though they might not look like answered prayers to you. But brother and sister, you got to begin to thank him in faith, because you have recognized by faith that it is working for you. God is at work on your behalf. He never leaves nor forsakes us. That's what the Bible tells us. And we believe it. So the second reason why we say thank you to the Lord is because of the things happening to us at the moment. You don't have a job right now. You got to say thank you to the Lord. Say, Lord, thank you for the process, because I trust you that greater things are coming. Then you got to keep working hard and doing the things God wants you to do. You see, you're still believing in the Lord for a child. Say thank you to the Lord because he's faithful. You don't have to withdraw in your celebration to him today because of the things that you were expecting or believing that haven't come to pass. Where you are right now has a touch of God that is with you. You know what the Bible tells us? The Bible encourages us to give thanks to the Lord, not in some things, not in most things, not in good things. The Bible actually says in all things. It says in all things, give thanks to the Lord. So with the things happening right now, you got to begin to give thanks to the Lord. Let me tell you, thanksgiving is a weapon. It's a spiritual weapon that when you begin to engage it, there are hosts of heaven that begin to go to work on your behalf. Now, there's something about the realms of the spirit that a lot of God's people don't know. In heaven, there are designated angels that are assigned special duties. And they will never function until God's people put to work in the area that they have been designated to function. And I say that to be able to expose to you that there are special angels that go on the wings of gratitude. They fly on the wings of gratitude of God's people to be able to effect results on earth. That's why thanksgiving is so important. Did you remember? The Bible tells us that, you know, we should come to the Lord with our prayers and supplications to the Lord with thanksgiving. He says, bring your prayers and supplications with thanksgiving to the Lord. Why did he tell us to add thanksgiving? That is so remarkable. I want to read that for us in Philippians chapter number 4. Philippians chapter number 4, I want to read verse number 6. The Bible said, be careful for nothing. In other words, refuse to worry. Don't live a life of worry. Don't let your peace be stolen from you. Don't let your joy be stolen from you. He says, be careful for nothing, but in everything. Somebody say everything. God says in everything. He says, by prayer and supplication with thanksgiving, he says, let your request be made known unto God. Now, let me tell you something. God is wiser than you. There is definitely a reason he says, pray and offer supplication. And he says, add thanksgiving. You're not wiser than him. God knows that there are dimensions of operations in your life that designate angels, heavenly beings will go to work on the wings of your gratitude, on the wings of your thanksgiving. So you go to sit up today and say, well, I'm not just going to thank the Lord because of the things that has happened that I know in my mind. I'm going to thank him because of the situation I'm in right now. And I might not know what is working out. I might not understand how it's going or where it's leading me. It might not be pleasurable. It might not be something I thought would ever be happening to me. But I'm right in the midst of it. And I'm God's child by faith. And for that reason, I'm going to say thank you to the Lord, because I'm going to engage the powers of gratitude. So the second reason why we say thank you to the Lord is simply because we're thanking for the things that are happening in our life, regardless of whether we understand them or we don't. The third reason why we say thank you to the Lord is an extension of our faith into the future. We begin to press into the future. And that is so remarkable. In Isaiah chapter number 46, book of Isaiah chapter 46 and verse number 10. 46, book of Isaiah and verse number 10. I just want to read that for you. In the A part, the Bible said, declaring the end from the beginning. God declares the end from the beginning. In other words, God knows the future. He declares the end from the beginning. Think about that. Things are starting in your life. You started a business and it's not working well. God has already seen where it's going. You got to trust him, because his specialty is to declare the end from the beginning. That means that you are serving a God that the future is not a surprise to him. So you got to begin to say thank you to him, because in doing that, you begin to align yourself in purpose, in plan, for that future to be manifested in your life. There is always a bridge that connects God's people from their reality to their manifestation. And that bridge, one of the strings that hold it, is thanksgiving. I'm going to read 2 Corinthians for you in verse number 9, so you can understand this a lot better. In 2 Corinthians chapter number 9, and I want to read verse number 12. Look at that. The Bible tells us, it says that there is an administrative service that happens in heaven. Now you're going to find that, and I want to read from the King James Version. The Bible said, "For the administration of this service not only supplied the want of the saints, but is abundant also by many thanksgivings unto God." Now I want to explain that scripture for you in a moment. The Bible tells us that there is an administrative service that operates from the heavenlies into our world. It is such that God's people are able to begin to give. They're able to recognize the place of giving. That's why thanksgiving is not just in words, it's in action. And remember, thanksgiving is a combination of two words, thanks and giving. So if you are in God's presence today to say thank you to him, and there is no giving attached to it, you got to ask yourself what you're really doing. Have you recognized that there is always a giving in the kingdom principle? That's why God himself, to save us, he had to give his son. You cannot exonerate yourself from it and say, well, I don't have nothing. Or I can say thank you to the Lord and he accepts my thanks with my words. Recognize the thanks given that is acceptable to him. There must be thanks and giving attached to it. But look at that. The Bible tells us that there is an administrative service that operates from the heavens into our world. And the Bible said when that happens, there is a supply. But the other part of it is important. The Bible said that the abundance of this is created by many thanksgiving to God. In other words, as thanksgivings go to God, it inspires abundance. There is a special abundant life that is inspired by thanksgiving. In other words, there is an abundance of your future that only thanksgiving can begin to inspire. There is an abundance of your life that only thanksgiving to the Lord can inspire. Remember, your future, if it is ever a surprise to you, then you're not a man of faith. Because men of faith already perceive, they know the journey, their belief, their conviction toward their future. They know the things that their anchor, their heart has anchored on in the Lord. That's why the prophet can say, I know the Lord I serve. And that's so important. So there's an abundance that comes to your life simply by the act of thanksgiving. And as you begin to thank the Lord, the third reason why we say thank you to the Lord is for our future, the things that are ahead of us. And that's why I said you can begin to thank the Lord for the husband you're expecting. Not because you're desperate, but because you recognize that every good gift must have to come to the Lord and from him to you. Begin to thank the Lord for that amazing job. Begin to thank the Lord for that impact that you are working towards having in your life. Begin to thank the Lord about your kids that have not yet come. You are securing the abundance of that manifestation. And the devil will never hold it back, because thanksgiving has gone ahead of time on behalf of them. That is so important. Now, the last thing, number 7, that I want to share with you is, in conclusion, the three aspects of thanksgiving. Remember, there is the thoughts of thanksgiving. And I want to believe that you came today thinking about your thanksgiving. If you haven't given thoughts to your thanksgiving, it doesn't take a whole year to do that. As you're sitting right now, you will hear the voice of the Lord telling you, give me thanks. And many a times it will be with an instruction of what to do. The challenge many a times is that God's people, many cases, will act as though they are not hearing the Lord. And the Lord is giving specific instructions as regards the thanksgiving that is acceptable in the capacity he has given you. So there is a thought of thanksgiving. There is a word of thanksgiving. And we're going to engage our word of thanksgiving when we begin to praise today, you know, for our churches and our chapters where you're going to spend time praising and dancing. Many of us will be spending time declaring words into our future, speaking words in thanksgiving to the Lord. And thirdly is the action of thanksgiving. And on that ground, I encourage you to act on your thanksgiving. Don't just say thanks, give thanks. That is the idea of an acceptable thanksgiving to the Lord. Not just saying thanks, but giving thanks. God declares in Exodus chapter 23, he said, let none come before me empty handed. That means you must have to come to the Lord with something, and that shows the value you're giving to the thanksgiving that you're giving to the Lord. I want to say this lastly before we get into our thanksgiving. The quality and value of the thanksgiving you give to the Lord determines the quality and value of the life you inspire from heaven on your life. So it's all in your card. You got to determine. To the extent that I want from the Lord, to that extent, I want to say thank you to the Lord. It's to the much you say thank you to Him, becomes to the much that your faith is able to attract, because you're a child of faith and thanksgiving is an act of faith. Your thanks today given to the Lord is your act of faith. And I encourage you, let's engage these forces, our thoughts of thanksgiving, our words of thanksgiving, and our actions of thanksgiving. And the Lord would increase us in great dimensions because we walk by faith and not by sight. We're going to get into our 10th.